I don't understand why people aren't using this exclusively. The problem with our healthcare today is that people utilize resources that are expensive, cumbersome, time-consuming. Think about it. People go to emergency rooms and urgent care. When you do that, you are not only wasting your time, you are paying for all that personnel, all that equipment. That's being paid for by your visit. It's unnecessary. What you want is the attention of a highly trained, caring physician to focus on you and your healthcare needs. Heal provides that in your home or workplace, wherever you are, 365 days a year between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. It is ridiculous that people waste their healthcare resources in these large – and by the way, when you go to an urgent care and ER, those doctors are worried about all the urgent problems and the emergencies running in and out. They don't have time to focus on routine healthcare needs. And now with Heal, you've got it. It's $99 all in. Medicare covers it. Most major insurances cover it. You may owe a little copay, but it's much more effective, much more efficient healthcare.
Yeah, I saw Care First, Aetna, United Healthcare, part of some of the healthcare providers here that cover Heal, and I even saw smoking cessation part of the services offered.
Yes, these are general physicians. These are often board-certified physicians that will see you, but we are concerned with your well-being. There's a lot of things we can do for you, vaccine therapy for kids, certainly behavioral counseling, the things like smoking or smoking cessation strategies. And, of course, if you have a medical problem, you want to be seen, you have something acute, they come with the equipment with them into the house and are able to handle pretty much all the healthcare needs you would get at an urgent care or a doctor's office.
When you went on the visit for Heal, you spoke to a young lady who is a yoga instructor, and what stuck out to me was I have a family history of scoliosis, and you mentioned how yoga is really beneficial to people with scoliosis, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, this woman didn't really know she had it, and I was doing just a basic physical on her, but you get physicals from Heal, too. And so I was the doctor that did the visit, and lo and behold, she had pretty significant scoliosis. So I counseled on that. We talked about yoga, which she was enthusiastic about using as something that could really mitigate the progression and the symptoms associated with scoliosis.
Our news partners, NBC4 Washington, just ran a story, and they called it an epidemic, and that is abuse by high school and college kids with Ritalin, Adderall, these type of drugs. Do you recommend these medications in a controlled setting, and do you think that a Heal doctor would recommend those meds for someone that suffers from attention deficit disorder?
Listen, personally, let's say I was doing the Heal visit and somebody came and somebody said, hey, once you see my 16-year-old kid, he's at ADD, I would say to that individual, look, we overdo this diagnosis. When it's properly diagnosed, yes, these things can be very effective, but we are in a problem where kids are abusing these medications terribly. So the application, first of all, are you sure you want to try medication? There are non-medical ways to address ADD, but first and foremost, let's get this properly diagnosed. So I would send that kid for formal neuropsychiatric testing to document that indeed this is ADD. I can't tell you how often I've seen ADD misdiagnosed. It ends up being an anxiety disorder or some other condition other than ADD. So I'm a big advocate for careful, proper diagnosis by a mental health professional. So that would be my intervention if I were the Heal doctor. I would not be prescribing it on a single visit. No way.